for 20 GMT. You're with the BBC World Service. Now, the only thing I know about Italian trains is that the World War II fascist leader Benito Mussolini made them run on time, which rather tends to suggest that in more normal times, they don't. And that's certainly the experience of commuters on the line between Piacenza and Milan, some of whom have separately taken the national railway company Trenitalia to court over bad conditions and constant delays. One of them, Umberto Fantagrossi, has just been awarded €1,000 to compensate for what the courts ruled were the breaching of his human rights. So how does he feel about that?
I was very happy when I heard I won the case. I'm a lawyer, and I thought it was extremely unfair that the company was constantly providing such a bad service, breaching the commuters' rights without paying for any of the consequences. The main problems are the trains are always late, they're dirty and overcrowded. The train company says their prices are low, and they don't have the financial means to maintain or improve their standards of quality. But I believe this is not a good excuse. The trains are poorly managed, and there's a waste of resources. There have been some investments recently, but only on the high-speed trains, not on the commuters' trains. I hope my case will be a precedent for other commuters. In fact, 10 other passengers who travel on the same train as mine have also sued Trenitalia.
And one of those is Cecilia Passini, one of Umberto's long-suffering fellow commuters on the line between Piacenza and Milan. So how bad is it exactly?
Is really very bad, because the train are really in a bad condition from different points of view. I think from the point of view of the delay, because the delay are growing up in the years. 10 years ago, we need 43 minutes to reach Milano. Now we need more or less 1 hour. 1 hour plus the delay.
And the conditions are getting worse as well. Is that right? Are the trains very overcrowded with passengers?
Yes, it depends on the time, of course, because there is the time of the commuters that is early in the morning and in the evening. There is a lot of people onto this train.
But when you travel in during the rush hour, do you get a seat on the train?
Not always.
Not always?
Sometimes.
It's very cold, isn't it, in Italy at the moment? It's been very cold in a lot of Europe. What about the train's heating system? Is that any good?
I think that the heating system is better than the air conditioning system, because in winter sometimes there is some problem in the heating, but only sometimes. But in the summer, only sometimes there is the air conditioning that works. So usually we have more than 30 degrees onto the train.
But at least the tickets are cheap, are they?
My opinion, no, not for the service that they offer to people.
What's the longest delay, Cecilia, that you have had to put up with?
More than 2 hours.
2 hours on a journey?
More than.
Whoa, that really is bad, isn't it? So you are also suing the train company. What do you feel about the award that's been made of €1,000 to Mr. Fantagrossi? Is that enough money to compensate for all the stress that you have had to put up with?
No, I think that is not enough to pay all the problem that they give me, because I have a lot of problem. I have a family, and with all this delay, it's really very difficult, the organization of the family. I have two little babies, so babysitter and so on.
That's Cecilia Passini, and from the comments I've heard, I think it may put a few ideas into thoughts of British rail commuters
around the world unite.